Pumpkin Power. Written by Patricia Cleveland Peck. Illustrated by Hannah Marks. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a young boy called Perkin. He worked as a gardener for a very rich old man. This old man had just got married for the second time, and his new wife was a nasty, mean woman. She had never had a garden before, let alone a gardener, and she didn't know how to treat either. She made poor Perkin work too hard for too little money, and so he never had enough to eat. Chapter 2. One day, Perkin was weeding near the front door when it opened and a strange woman came walking down the path. "Hello," she called out. "I've just been to visit my poor goddaughter. She's been so unhappy since her mother died. Still, they have a lovely garden. How lucky you are to work in such a beautiful place." In fact, Perkin didn't feel lucky. He felt fed up, tired, and hungry. The woman looked at him more closely. "What's the problem?" she asked. She opened her big bag and took out a bar of chocolate. She broke it in two and offered Perkin half. As he ate his chocolate, Perkin found himself telling her how hard he had to work and how he felt hungry most of the time. The woman thought for a minute. Then she delved into her bag again and brought out a little paper bag. Inside were some seeds. Big seeds. She counted out 7 of these seeds and gave them to Perkin. "Find a corner out of sight and clear the ground," she said. "Plant these and water them, and in 100 days, you'll have food enough." With this, she shut her bag and swept out of the gate. Chapter 3. Perkin did as she told him. Very soon, each seed sent up 2 leaves, then 2 more, then 2 more. And then, to Perkin's surprise, the plants began to spread out all over the patch. Next, Perkin saw flowers beginning to grow on the plants. Then, at the base of each flower, a fruit began to swell up. Soon the whole piece of ground was covered with red, orange, yellow, green, pink, blue, and golden fruits. Some were oval, some round like footballs, some long like bananas. Chapter 4. So far, this little patch of garden had been Perkin's secret, but he had one friend, Cindy, the daughter of the owner and his first wife. She had to work as hard inside as Perkin did outside, and she too was always hungry. One day, Perkin showed her his secret garden. "Perkin, how clever you are to have grown all this," she said. Perkin was happy, but a bit embarrassed. "But what are they?" he asked. "Pumpkins! They're pumpkins," she replied. "Fancy you, a gardener, not knowing," she laughed, but not unkindly. "Do you know how to cook them?" he asked. "I'll soon find out," she answered. So when the 100 days were up, Perkin began to cut the pumpkins and bring them to the house. Cindy, who was a very good cook, secretly made pumpkin soup, roast pumpkin, pumpkin pie, pumpkin cakes, pumpkin scones, and pumpkin jams. For the first time, neither she nor Perkin was hungry. Chapter 5. One evening, they were sitting in the kitchen. "You don't look very happy tonight," said Perkin. "What's the matter?" "Well," replied Cindy, "if you must know, they've all gone out to a big party. My father, my stepmother, and my two stepsisters."
"I call them the ugly sisters," said Perkin.
This brought a smile to Cindy's face. "But, as usual, I was left out," she said, and her eyes filled with tears. "And I should so like to go." At that moment, the back door flew open, and there stood the woman who had given Perkin the seeds.
"My goodness, Godmother," exclaimed Cindy. "What are you doing here?"
"You shall go to the party, Cinderella," said her godmother.
"But how on earth could I possibly get there in time?" asked Cindy. "They left ages ago."
"Pumpkin power," replied the godmother, giving Perkin a big wink. She turned to him and said, "Run and fetch me your biggest and best pumpkin." He hurried back with his fattest pumpkin, and the godmother waved a wand and turned the pumpkin into a super-fast car. Then she changed the mice, the rats, and the lizards into a chauffeur, bodyguards, and people to help Cindy get ready. Finally, she changed Cindy's tatty old jeans into a marvellous designer dress, and her scuffed trainers into a pair of sparkly shoes. "Be sure to be back by midnight," called the godmother as Cindy set off. Then the godmother and Perkin settled down to a cosy evening of looking at pumpkin catalogues. Chapter 6. You've probably heard what happened next. How at the party, the prince fell in love with Cinderella. How she lost one of her glass shoes. And how the prince eventually found her, much to the annoyance of her stepmother and the ugly sisters. That, however, was not quite the end of the story. Cindy got to know the prince, and eventually they fell in love and got married. But soon afterwards, the prince was tricked out of all his money, by those ugly sisters, in fact. Although he tried, he couldn't get a job. So he and Cindy were quite poor. Perkin, meanwhile, had continued in the pumpkin business and was doing well. Cindy and he often met and talked, and one day Perkin told Cindy that although each year he sold more pumpkins and bought more land and by now had a fleet of lorries, there was a problem. Pumpkins did not grow all year round. Then Cindy, who was a very clever girl, had an idea. "Perkin, do you remember what we did when we were hungry?" she asked.
"Yes," replied Perkin. "You made soup and biscuits and
cakes and scones and pumpkin pies," continued Cindy. "Well, we could do that again and have things to sell all year round."
"What a brilliant idea," said Perkin. "And you and the prince could be my business partners." Now you may never have heard of the company Cindy, Perkin and Prince, but I bet you've tasted their soup or eaten one of their biscuits. So, like in all good stories, they all lived happily ever after, but none of them ever forgot that their good fortune depended on something as down-to-earth as 7 pumpkin seeds.